Welcome to this energy session, and greetings from the beyond. We are definitely not alone, not on the planet, not beyond the planet, not beyond this level of reality. So many people have written so many things. It's hard to deny the possibility of the truth in that, since it's been such a shared experience for so many thousands of years. We may have beliefs and preconceptions, ideas of how it's supposed to work. That may not be true. So we do need to drop that stuff in order to be able to connect better. So this session, like the last session, is going to be divided in two. We're going to do it. Great. And if that's great for you and it helps you connect, that's wonderful. Then what we're going to do is for those who were not able to clear themselves, we're going to have a little bit more in-depth of the clearing of stuff to aid with these processes. Good. Now that we have that underway, God is consciousness. Consciousness is a field. The quantum field, some people say. Different people call it all different kinds of things. But consciousness contains energy, and it's more than energy. We were created in God's image. God is consciousness. We are consciousness. Living in this shell, this crystalline structure, this body system. How many teachers are there out there that use how many phrases to describe it? But that's what it is. We are like hermit crabs, and I've said that before. We find this shell, we climb in, we live this incarnation, and when we're done with the shell, we discard it and move onwards and upwards, hopefully upwards, into our next incarnation or our next state of being, whatever that process is. And what that process is fills everyone with curiosity, but that's beyond the scope of this energy session. So what I'd like to do first with you is show you the consciousness that you are. When we're born into this life, we have a tendency to learn how to be our brains. We learn how to be our personality, and we learn how to be our emotions. And that's oversimplifying, but that's basically what it is. But we're not that. We're consciousness. A little bit more background for those of you who have a more scientific understanding of the world. If you have a plane and it intersects another plane, the intersection set is a line. So if you're in this plane doesn't look like a plane because you can't perceive it. This plane looks like a line. I'm going to show you a place, and you're going to experience consciousness as it projects into this plane of existence. You've all heard of string theory, and there's these strings that are just curly cues, and they change, and they don't seem to have rules, but they do. We just don't know what they are. That's when one dimension intersects with another dimension. That's the intersection set. Instead of being a line, it's a string. Oversimplification? Probably. But it's a good model that we can use. It's a good understanding that we can have for this. So I'd like you to all close your eyes and be with me. Just choose, please, to be in the center of the core of being just by having that thought. The thoughts in your brain got quieter. Your emotions calmed down a bit. This is a place, I like to refer to it as a distraction-free zone. If we cut all the cords, there's no energy coming in and out from other people either. But do you sense energy there? Just being there in the center of the core of being. That energy is how consciousness is perceived by many people in this plane of existence while you're incarnated. The goal is to be that consciousness and look out through that energy as that energy, it's not really energy, it seems that way, at the rest of the world. That's what it's about. So that you can be consciousness, actively, cognizantly aware that you are consciousness as you go about your life with everything that you do. In between lives, many decisions are made, and you're involved with all of them. Sometimes the journeys are choices, and sometimes they're not. Sometimes the incarnation is a choice, and sometimes they're not. This is my understanding of it. So you make your choices, and then you incarnate into this plane. Easy enough. The journey is described in those choices. But the choices that you make once you're here affects the outcomes. The outcome potentials are there, but the outcomes change with the choices you make. I thought I'd explain that just a little bit. I like to keep things simple. If you have questions, please, I'd love to answer them. Please write them below, and I will get back to you. I am checking it on a regular basis now. So thanks. Good. Good, good, good. So let's create safe, sacred space within which we can work. Let's create an area attuned to what we're trying to experience. So I'm going to call in the Ofanim. In English, they're sort of equivalent to archangels. And I'm using the ancient Hebrew names because we all have preconceived notions for some of the English names. Some of the Hebrew names are very much like the English names. You'll see. Good. We start in the east. Raphael. And I'm using sacred geometry in the center of the core being to connect. Michael. Gabriel. Uriel. Orel. Krael, Yesharel. Come forth now and help us with this session. Please help us create safe, sacred space within which to do this work. Orient the cube of space in absolute perfection. Purify all the sacred places, spaces, and objects within our homes. And help us refurbish and replenish, rejuvenate the towers of divine hope around our homes. Thank you so much, beloved Ofanim. Amen, amen, and amen, 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 and amen. Thank you so very much. Amen. Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh. Adonai Tzvaot. Melo kol ha'aretz kvodo. Melo kol ha'aretz niflotav. Yehi devar ha'Elohim molech elyon. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God of hosts, who fills everything with God's honor and glory, who fills everything with miraculous wonders. Let God's word reign supreme. So now we want to do the three breath technique. So let's be in the center of the core of being. Let's have the thought to activate the base chakra. That's the one below the feet. It's not on the physical body. It doesn't project here. And realize that your crystalline structure, your body system, is about 16.7 meters, 55 feet across, up and down, in all directions. And that's just a model, because it's not exactly a sphere, but I described a sphere. Good. That's why we need to do this. Center of the core being, activate the base chakra. Choose to be deep within the I Am presence and just be there. You're a human being. You can just be there. And now let's take three relaxed deep breaths. Relaxed is more important than deep. Through your nose, if you can, it's a little bit better. Not much, it's okay. And now choose to be in the center of the core being again. You brought energy back with you. So let's activate, energize, amplify that energy. And let's lock it in. Let's anchor it on our node in the center of the core being. If you're interested in learning about this stuff, I do sessions, there's classes. But for now, that's good enough. Allow these energies to permeate your entirety, supersaturate you on all your levels and all your dimensions, like a sponge just filling up with water, so you can't put another drop in. Allow this energy to affect change within you. God, Source, just gave this to you. There was a reason. Let's use it. And now we accept it. It kind of seals the deal. So now, let's call forth, right there at our node, divine white gold. Not the same as jeweler's white gold. Not the same as monoatomic gold. And we're going to allow this white gold in the center of the core being to expand. And as it does so, it's going to clear our field of everything that's not us. Things that no longer serve us. And we're going to allow that divine white gold to expand till it's sitting on our perimeter. 55 feet, 16.7 meters across. That's like a five-story building. And now let's just have the thought to cut all the cords. Good. And during this session, we're going to allow cords only from beings that are of the light, that serve the light, that serve the one true God of lighted creation, in support of God's plan of lighted creation, and our roles in the plan. Good. This is the simple way. So there you are, eyes closed, center of the core being, in a simplified, a little bit purified energy field. So ask your guardian angel. Ask your guides, ask your inner teachers, whomever you wish, whatever is in accordance with your belief system at this time, to come forth, as long as they're in service to the light, and be with you now. Allow yourself to experience them. Whatever you experience is what you experience. That's truth. Interpreting that truth is often difficult, and we don't fully understand. Maybe you're getting a smell. Maybe you're seeing something. Maybe you're hearing something. Maybe you just sense energy in your body. But we're going to ask these beings to let you know, beyond a shadow of a doubt in this moment, that what you're experiencing is that you're not alone. For once you've experienced it, you know it as truth. And when you're in this state, if you feel connected, this is a good place and a good time to do your prayers. Someone once said, praying is like asking God. Meditation is when you listen to the answers. If you feel comfortable in this space, good. You don't need the rest. But for most of us, we have ideas. We have beliefs. And what's a belief? A belief is an opinion, a really strongly held opinion. And if it's not true, it's going to block us from being able to experience truth. So good. So let's be in the center of the core being. And I'm calling forth Shakti, specific energies, divine energies. To come forth. Divine love would be enough, but most people don't let that in. Divine love can heal everything. So we'll call in divine love. We'll call in divine grace. We'll call in divine truth. Because often we lie to ourselves and we believe the lies that we tell ourselves. So we need to know the truth of things. And we'll call in divine joy. Let's plant the seeds that our lives from this moment forward can be in a state of joyousness. We're also going to call in the violet flame that transmutes and releases things. We're going to call in the sacred fire, because if you release things, and you become like Swiss cheese, so to speak, what's going to fill in those holes? Let's choose the sacred fire to fill those holes left behind. Good. Simple enough. So now I radiate out to you these energies. Breathe them in. No huffing and no puffing. There's various breathing techniques that are used for different purposes. Some you have to breathe through your teeth. No, just breathe regular. And if you need more energy, just let more energy in. With each breath, you don't need more breaths. No hyperventilating. This is very relaxed. Easy peasy lemon squeezy. And let's send these energies now. We're going to put them into various areas within our brain. Areas where we store these preconceptions, patterns, habits. If you don't know the name of the area of the brain, you can look it up later. Not a problem. And that's okay. But know that during this exercise, even if you don't know what that part is or where it is, we are directing that energy, you and I together. And it will go there. So let's take these six energies that we took in and activate them, which means turn them on. Energize them, that means kick them up into the excited state, if you remember your chemistry. Let's amplify them, like turning up the volume on the stereo. And let's lock them in on your node, so they have an anchor point within your crystalline structure. Not just within consciousness. Bringing these energies into this plane of existence. So now we want to send these energies into the thalamus, the hypothalamus, and the hippocampus for the purpose of transmuting, releasing, and replacing everything that's not true within your system that precludes you from experiencing this more spiritual, higher way of being, this connectedness to everything. We are not God. We are part of God. Everything that we are is part of God. Everything that everything is part of God. We can connect in consciousness to any other aspect, any other part of God. There are people who can do it quite readily. That's a good thing. So let's allow these energies to transmute, release, and replace those preconceptions, beliefs, and concepts that are not true, that we're holding on to as if they are true. And let it go. And we're only letting the ones that aren't true go. Minimizing the effect so that you can have a deeper experience, more meaningful growth in this life. Thalamus, hypothalamus, and hippocampus. Three small pieces in the middle of the brain, part of the limbic system. That it's part of the limbic system is not important. What's important is that you realize that you are transmuting and releasing, rending these veils that prevent you from a deeper understanding, perhaps inner sight, inner sound, inner knowingness. Good, good, good. So now what we want to do is we want to go after those fears that we're holding on. Most of them irrational. Some of them have no basis. We're not talking about instinctual fear. We're talking about, you know, those conceptual fears. So let us now allow these energies to go into the amygdala, teeny little almond-shaped pieces in the middle of the brain. There's two of them. And each amygdala holds fear, the concepts of the fears within your neural net. And we can let all of this transmute. Especially easier when there's divine love present. Because the opposite of fear is love, and it cancels out the fear. And with each breath, you're taking in more divine love, divine truth, divine grace, divine joy, the violet flame and the sacred fire. Every breath, allowing the fears to be transmuted and released and replaced with this sacred fire. Good. Excellent. So now let's send these energies into the pineal gland. Good. So now let's send these energies into the pituitary gland. Good. So now let's send these energies into a place in the brain called the Cave of Brahma. Good. That was quick. Easier place to clear. So now we're going to continue with the endocrine system. So let's send this energy now into the thyroid gland. It's in your neck over here. If your thyroid gland was removed, realize that it was only removed from the physical plane. It exists multidimensionally, and you are affecting it. We are working with spiritual alchemy here, my friends, clearing and purifying our systems. Good. So now let's send these energies into the thymus gland. Good, good, good. Good, good, good. So now, let's send this energies into each of the adrenal glands. There's two, one on top of each kidney. So let's send these into the adrenals. Purifying. Cleansing. Spiritually. Good, good, good. Good, good, good. So now let's send those energies into the pancreas. Good, good, good. Good, good, good. So now let's send these energies into your gonads. So now let's go back up into the brain, and we're going to send this energy into a part of the brain known as the pons. Send this energy into the pons. So let's send these energies into two more areas of the brain, the striatum and the cerebellum. These are the automatic things, automatic responses, habits, things like this. Good, good, good. Good, good, good. So now let's send it into the medulla. We're sending all these energies into the part of the brain known as the medulla. Again, cleansing spiritually, purifying, enriching. So now we're going to do something a little different. Using our astral hands, not our physical ones, we're going to squeegee, because when you squeegee, it doesn't leave anything behind. When you sweep, sometimes it leaves some of the dust behind. So we're going to squeegee all the thoughts up the left side and up the right side of our brains and catch all the thoughts in our brain in between the palm chakras of our astral hands and put them into the praying hands mudra and just have that be. Just tell yourself to put that at the eighth chakra above the head. Good. And now, eyes closed, it's a little easier. We want to have the thought to spiritually expand the corpus callosum, this teeny little piece, and the only piece that connects the left and the right hemispheres of the brain. So we're going to spiritually expand that to fill all the space between the left and the right sides of our brain. And we're going to allow our brains to synchronize. You may have heard of hemisync and hemisyncing tools. That's just hemisphere synchronization, which is what we're doing spiritually with spiritual alchemy. So we've expanded the corpus callosum and allowing the banding to occur across the brain, through the entire brain. The cerebrum. Good. Now, in this state, choose to be in the center of the core being again. Eyes closed helps you focus. And call forth your guides, your teachers, your spirit animal, whatever you'd like to call forth, as long as they are in service to the light. You don't have to call them in by name. Sometimes it's better not to. And you just want to be with them. And you want them to allow you to commune with them, to be with them. And you can ask questions or ask to understand experientially the deeper truth of things. So I'm going to leave you in this state because you don't need me here for this. In fact, silence is pretty golden for this. If you have questions, if you have comments, please do indeed use the format below within YouTube to ask there. And I'll be sure to respond to any questions. That'd be great. If you have any extra wherewithal and you'd like to help fund this work and keep this work going, that would be great also. Go to Shaktify.com. There's a link below to donate. We are a 501c3 in the United States, so any contributions are indeed tax deductible. So be well. Be very, very well. And thank you so, so much. God bless. There's the button.